SBS Radio.
From hospitals to the supermarket and even in church, regional Australia is preparing for the pandemic. Situated on the New South Wales-Victoria border, Albury-Wodonga sits across the main centres of the coronavirus outbreak. Testing began in the region 2 weeks ago at a facility located in Wodonga, away from the main hospital, with a drive-through clinic for those with symptoms due to open this week. Albury-Wodonga Health Executive Director of Medical Services, Dr. Glenn Davies, says a process is in place to determine who requires a test and who does not.
We're getting lots of inquiries, and again, part of the process, I guess, now is to work with those individuals to make clear to them where they do or don't have risks. If they do meet the criteria, then to get them appropriately tested.
He says in the first week and a half of testing, more than 60 people were screened for the virus. Dr. Davies rejects the notion that Albury-Wodonga Health won't have the staff or resources to cope with an outbreak, saying measures have been put in place should the hospital be overwhelmed.
We're doing some forward planning, or really potential planning, if in fact there are greater resource requirements. That includes relationships with general practitioners and primary care, relationships with private hospital providers within the region as well.
He says Albury-Wodonga won't be relying on help from capital cities to manage a potential outbreak, with any cases diagnosed locally to be treated locally. It comes as the panic buying seen in capital cities has hit. The main supermarket outlets in the region are continually being stripped of toilet paper, with other essential items such as pasta and flour in high demand. Manager of the East Albury IGA, JP Matthews, says his store sold 5 weeks' worth of toilet paper in 2 days. He says this sort of stockpiling puts regional shoppers at a disadvantage, as they have fewer deliveries than those in the city.
But that really was frustrating, that once we were out, we couldn't replenish our stocks. We have a couple of times since then and been run out again, but all we can do is we'll just keep ordering, and when it comes in, we put it on the shelf and we just ask that people just buy what they need.
The new federal travel restrictions are also affecting holidaymakers. Kathy Clarkson's once-in-a-lifetime cruise through Asia was cancelled just weeks before she was due to leave.
I'm glad that they cancelled it, because I still would have gone. I'm too old to change my mind. So we'll probably never get there again now.
Local tourism operators say the restrictions have delivered a major blow to business. Owner of Albury Travel, Jackie Nelson, says the vast majority of her customers have been cancelling or changing their travel plans. She says typically cancellations are rare, with an average of one per month. But in the last 2 weeks, she's had 25 customers cancel their trips.
We've done pilot strike in the 80s. We've done 9/11, we've done global financial crisis, we've done SARS, and this is up there with it.
Backpackers coming in to assist with bushfire recovery efforts are being warned to be aware of coronavirus symptoms. Federal member for Indi, Helen Haynes, says she doesn't want volunteers to be deterred from coming to the Upper Murray, but she's asking for a common sense approach.
Anyone who's coming into the region needs to be mindful of where they've come from, to be certain that they've undertaken fundamental things like hand washing and care around any symptoms that they may have, to seek help early.
Albury-Wodonga Parish Priest Father Junjun Amaya is also taking precautions on Sundays. A font holding holy water near their front entrance has been replaced with hand sanitizer, and communion wafers can't be placed on the tongue for the few who usually choose that. Father Amaya says most parishioners have accepted the new hygiene measures, but the ban on handshaking is still requiring a reminder.
So people are used to shaking hands as a sign of peace. So it's also being discouraged to avoid physical contact, just smile, nod or wave or bow towards the person, which is quite awkward.
But he's urging people not to go to extremes or avoid people based on their ethnicity. Father Amaya, who was born in the Philippines, says he has had first-hand experience of a backlash against people of Asian heritage walking down the street in Albury last week.
This person just immediately covered his nose and a thing, and he ran. And he was quite elderly, maybe 70s. That was the first time that I experience that kind of thing.
As the number of coronavirus cases continue to grow in Australia, the people of Albury-Wodonga are hoping their distance from the main capital cities will prevent a major outbreak in their regional town. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.